Welcome back. It's another training camp edition of the Pick 6. I'm Mike Wobshaw coming to you in front of our dorm here at Vikings training camp in Mankato and coming to you with six good questions. Let's get right down to business. Our first question comes from Lauren in Golden Valley, Minnesota. What should be the Vikings' goals in this first preseason game? The Vikings kick off their preseason this Friday against the Oakland Raiders. I have three goals for the Vikings in this game. Number one, avoid injuries. We want to remain healthy and we want our full complement of players for the regular season. Number two, avoid penalties. Penalties are pesky and Coach Zimmer hates them, so we need to avoid that. And number three, execute in situational football. When we're in the red zone, when we're in the two-minute drill, those are critical situations for a football team, and we must execute well in those situations during the regular season. To do that, we must first execute well during the preseason. Our next question comes from Jared. With Adrian likely not playing in the preseason, who do you think gets the bulk of the carries between Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata? Certainly those two guys are going to get a bunch of action with Adrian Peterson not playing in the preseason, which it looks like is what's going to happen. But let's also not forget about Joe Banyard and Dominique Williams. The Vikings have those two guys in the fold as well. I think the offensive staff is going to do the best job it can of distributing reps to all of those guys so they can all get an equal look. But I do think you're going to see a lot of Jerick McKinnon in this preseason. He can do so many things for the Vikings, whether it's on offense or special teams. So expect to see a lot of the third-round rookie, Jerick McKinnon. Our next question comes from Zeb in Montana. With our first preseason game on Friday, how much of a role will Bridgewater, Yankee, and Barr have? Well, earlier this week, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer did say that Teddy Bridgewater will get some run with the first team, so we have that to look forward to on Friday. Castle and Bridgewater will both run with the ones. I also think Anthony Barr is going to run with the first team. He's looked really good during training camp, and I'm sure the coaches want to put him in as many situations as possible during preseason games so he's ready to go in the regular season, because we're going to be relying on him quite a bit. As far as David Yankee goes, he hasn't been working with the first team, but remember, the first team does not play most of the first preseason game, so Yankee running with the second and third team is going to give him a lot of reps during this game, so I think we're going to get a pretty good look at our rookie offensive lineman too. Our next question comes from Tyler, and it's also regarding David Yankee. Is David Yankee showing that he could overtake Charlie Johnson at left guard? I think David Yankee has the skill set, the tools, the mentality to be a starter in the NFL, but I'm not so sure he's there quite yet. Charlie Johnson is still the Vikings' best option at left guard. He's been a starter for us in that spot for a couple of seasons, and I think he stands to be the starter in week one. At least that's how I see it right now. But someday, David Yankee's going to elevate to a starting caliber lineman. He's got all the ability and all the tools to do that. And one thing I really like about David Yankee is his ability to pull from the offensive guard position. He's athletic and he's a great run blocker, and that's the kind of player you want to get out in space in front of your running backs. Our next question comes from Ian in Virginia. Why hasn't Anthony Barr gotten more attention? It seems everyone has forgotten that he was our top pick. Well, Ian's right. Teddy Bridgewater, our other first-round pick, has gotten a ton of publicity and attention here at training camp, and rightfully so. He plays quarterback, the most important position in this sport, and he has performed very well at training camp and deserves some of that attention. But Anthony Barr has also been a standout. I've been very impressed with him. He may not be getting a bunch of attention now, but I have a feeling after some people watch him play in the preseason and even after some regular season games, Barr will be getting plenty of attention. So far, so good for our rookie linebacker. Our last question comes from Joel in Denver, Colorado. We've heard a lot about the increased aggressiveness of the defense under the new staff. Is there a defensive player that leads the team in intensity? I don't think I can really pinpoint one guy who's the most intense, but let's remember, different guys show intensity different ways. Some guys are very outward about their intensity, like Everson Griffin. He's outwardly intense, and you can tell he's into it every play. But some guys channel their intensity and focus. That would be a guy like Chad Greenway. He's a very focused player on the field. Some guys are a little bit of both, and I would characterize Harrison Smith or Captain Munnerlin as that way. They can be quietly intense at times, and sometimes they can be boisterous and loud with their intensity. I don't think there's one way to do it. I think all ways can work, and the Vikings have a pretty good mix of intensity on defense. That was a pretty good mix of questions, but we need more because we're going to come back to you with another edition of the Pick 6 right here from training camp. It'll be after the Vikings' first preseason game on Friday. So please submit your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.